This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Lucas just put it up on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. Has playoff Jimmy been a disappointment? Getting a good number of votes. I just voted no, and that brings it to a dead even heat of 50-50. Let me read a couple of these. On the Fox and Wilson work injury attorney's text line.
Do it.
I think these are crazy. I think these are absolutely disrespectful, to be honest with you. 408, Mark, it's because this team needs to show more effort and want to. They are capable of beating Minnesota. Yep, the Warriors aren't trying now. They're not trying hard enough.
Okay.
Okay.
What else?
415, I think it's totally fair. These guys are supposed to be professionals. They make millions of dollars, and they deserve every criticism they get. Okay, so now they're unprofessional. And because NBA players make a lot of money, then we should criticize them when they are completely hamstrung, hampered, and totally under equipped.
Well, Jimmy's not. I mean, Jimmy's out there playing.
Yes, they're right. All allowed to go play. They're all allowed to go play. Right. I think has anyone seen someone look like they're not trying?
I mean, late in that third quarter, it looked like that they had kind of lost their will to compete. Hmm. And that it was a small sample, and I would not indict any individual or the team. They gave up a 17-0 run. They were down 20. It was late third, and I kind of sensed that the Warriors had a little bit of that feeling of like, well, this one's getting away from us. And you know what?
I did.
That's
too.
Pro sports, and I don't know if it led to them not trying, quote-unquote. So, no, I would not say that, which is why I answered the question, has Jimmy Butler been a disappointment? My answer is no. He's been fine. He's not been, I don't think, spectacular as you. I think that's the word. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you said.
Well, I'm looking at the whole experience.
You're right.
I'm not judging this man on the last three games.
I'm not either.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think a lot of people are.
The question is playoff Jimmy.
Yeah.
Has playoff Jimmy been a disappointment? And if I had to answer yes or no, the answer is no. It's not an emphatic no. It certainly isn't a yes. He has not been disappointing. And you highlighted it very well, game four, where the rebound that he snatched and the performance he had in that game, if they lose that game, they're in real trouble in that series, I believe. And, you know, it turned out they needed that win and just one more to get the job done. So that was a Jimmy Butler performance for the ages, which would lead me to say, no, he's not been a disappointment. But I do want to see him do something tonight that he didn't do in game four.
I want to see him score 60, but I'm not going to. If he comes up short of willing an entire team of young kind of maybe role player-ish people, if he comes short of grabbing all of them and going to Minnesota on one day's rest and beating who I think is one of the best teams in the NBA, who is young and completely healthy, am I going to call them a disappointment or unprofessional or lacking effort or all of these things. And listen, maybe I'm hearing the minority out there. I don't know. We get caught in that because we're in an echo chamber that has, like, obviously the people who have something negative to say are the ones who are often compelled to say something, to text a radio show or call a radio show. But I just think that it's crazy. I think it's crazy, honestly. Like, I'm not saying you can't assess athletes. You don't need, who was the PhD who called Steiny and Goo, to know that Brandon Pajemski's cold like an ice bucket right now.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
That's true, and Moses Moody has totally lost his way. That's not analysis. Those are facts. That's just a statement that we all can see. But does that make them unprofessional? Lacking effort?
Yeah, that's not the way I see it.
I mean, what are we doing to these guys? They lost their steering wheel.
Right, but Jimmy Butler is a guy, in my opinion, who needs to step up. If he goes out tonight and shoots the ball 9 times in a loss, that will be disappointing. If Jimmy Butler does not try to exert his will on Minnesota and do all he can to try to score because of what you just described. Like, who's their number 2 scorer right now? They don't have one. It's Buddy from 3, if he's open, if he's hot. It's JK off the bench and the ha-ha, and he's going to attack the basket. Beyond that, you need Jimmy Butler to go out there and shoot the ball a lot. You need him to get to the foul line. You need him aggressive. You need him to attack. So if he goes out and shoots 8 or 9 times tonight, I would be disappointed.
Understood. But what if I responded to that this way? Who else do you think also knows that Jimmy Butler needs to shoot the ball 25 times tonight?
Well, Minnesota, fine.
Correct.
But and doesn't mean bigger, he can't get open. No. Doesn't mean he can't get his.
It kind of does. I mean, like, if 5 guys are like, let's just go focus on him, and then we'll make the guy with the floppy hair out there shoot a 3 because he's only hit 3 buckets in the last week. Or if Moody comes in, yeah, let him shoot. Or GP2, let him shoot. Let's just put all 5 of our guys on Jimmy Butler, including 7-foot Rudy Gobert, 4-time DPOY. Why can't they do that? Because that's what they're doing.
Well, they can. He'll go by Rudy Gobert.
Right, but there's then Naz Reid is waiting for him. Or Jaden McDaniels is waiting for him. Do you want Jimmy? This, like, what if I asked it to you this way? You want him to force it?
Yes, okay. I want him to force it.
And I think that's
a
fair answer.
As opposed
it's not
going to
go well.
Well, you don't know that.
I mean,
as opposed to the alternative, which is not force it and rely on lesser players to try to carry the load. I want to see him force it. And I know Jimmy doesn't do that. I make the smart basketball play. And, you know, I go back to game 5 against Houston where he went 2-for-10 and they got motorboated in that game where he was mostly ineffective. Well, now you don't have Steph Curry. So for me, you don't have the luxury of deferring to lesser players.
888-957-9570. I don't also think that passing the ball out to guys for an open 3 is deferring. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like I hear basketball analysis and people think that it's 5 individuals on the floor and then we get to pick and choose who we want to go shoot the basketball. And the game doesn't work that way. It's 5 people who are all working together in order to get an open shot. You can't just select who shoots ahead of time. You can do that sometimes when there's like 5 seconds on the clock. You can be like, here, Kobe, go try to force a shot. Sure, maybe, but like, I mean, remember the play where the Warriors needed a 3-point? I forget who were they playing against, where they needed a 3 with like 2 seconds to go, and they designed a play for Buddy. Remember they threw it across court?
Instead of Steph.
And why did they do that? Why would they not have Steph shoot the ball? Why?
Because I think he was double teamed.
Because he was quadruple teamed.
Yep.
Because the opponent also was like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We're not doing that. We're not letting Steph shoot the ball. Anybody else. And that's exactly what they're doing to Jimmy. And I don't think Jimmy looks at defenses like that and thinks, I'm going to shoot it anyway. Because it's a bad basketball play.
Well, a worse basketball play is to give it to somebody who is ice cold, 4 for 24.
This was out there.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? What would you have him do?
Shoot the ball. Like, take the mid-range. And if you watched last game, and I know you did, there were so many opportunities where he gets to the foul line, and instead of just going right up, he stops and he's pump faking, and Pods is doing the same. They're not playing with the aggressiveness that I'm looking for from Jimmy Butler. So you know what? Go out tonight and go 9 for 30 in a loss, and I won't criticize that. But if you go 5 for 9 in a loss, that to me is not what I'm looking for.
His goal is not to shoot 25. His goal is to win the game.
Sure. So, but you're not winning the game.
I don't know if you're winning it your way either. Like, that doesn't sound good. Like, go out there and force shots up against Gobert and McDaniels. I would actually rather take my chances with maybe Pods or Moody will find it. Like, maybe they'll hit a cup. Maybe they'll actually see the ball go through the hoop tonight. They've done it before. Maybe they will again tonight.
It's possible.
I'd rather take that than play 1-on-4 basketball on the offensive end with a 35-year-old with a sore butt.
Well, game three, he shot 26 times, and that's the closest they've been since Steph went out. They lost by 5, and he shot 26 times.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you in theory, but I don't think you should just go in. I don't think you can predetermine that, I guess, is what I'm saying. That has to be there. I don't know if it's going to be there. If it's not there, I don't want him to just get his shot blocked rather than an open three from a cold player. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It depends on who the cold player is, because right now you've got 3 or 4 guys who I'd rather not ever see shoot again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.